The following is a presentation of the Noise Space Network. Find more great podcasts at noisespace.xyz. We begin in Southern California 3 decades ago. 2 wrecked souls were brought to this earth, separated by just a scant few miles, and unbeknownst to each other. The fates kept them separate as they grew from brash whelps into homosexual young women with hard opinions about cheaply made processed foods. One of them, a black-clad warrior, fighting for metals heavy and corn syrup's high fructose. The other, a living embodiment of no-calorie soda, literally begging the gods to strike her down where she stands, or at least strike her with a cease and desist order. Now the world has united these two to clash over their cheap foodstuffs, and we meet them here, the battlefield where they are destined for eternal combat. Ladies and ghouls, it is my pleasure to welcome you to Diet Coke and Lilith's House of Snacks.
I'm Diet Coke.
And I'm Lilith.
And this is our House of Snacks.
Diet Coke.
Yes.
It's Tuesday.
That's right.
As we all know, because we record these the same day. We get up at 9 a.m. every
Couldn't
Tuesday
be more
and
of a
just
Tuesday.
Record them live and then just zip that right out to the internet.
That's how it works.
That's how it works. That's how all podcasts work.
It's the only way to make podcasts.
Yes.
They come and they kill you if you try to record ahead of time.
Yeah, they do. That's what happened to the first Mark Maron.
That's right.
I was trying to think of a podcaster who died, and I couldn't think of somebody.
That's why the Sklar brothers aren't together anymore also.
Oh, no. anyway, it's Taco Tuesday.
It is Taco Tuesday.
And well, I thought we'd have a guest.
What
Taco
a lovely
Tuesday, it's nice
thought
to have
for Taco Tuesday.
For
yeah.
Taco Tuesday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
just because Kate from Lost doesn't like it doesn't mean a real person might not.
All right.
You don't want me to talk about Lost? She's here!
Yeah! Shut up! Stop fucking talking about Lost!
Then open the goddamn door!
Okay! Hi, Kathleen.
I don't know why this has to be. Hi!
Hi.
I see you kind of got caught out in the rain because Diet Coke wouldn't stop talking about Lost.
I don't think that's necessarily why.
Is this rain come? Yes, but not as you and I know it.
Yeah. It's not human cum, and it's,
don't
I wouldn't, but I also
it
wouldn't say it's
mouth.
Animal cum.
It's not oh. animal cum. No.
So it's not a great idea for me to have just kind of gone ham and like sat there like a turkey with my mouth open.
We don't actually know.
Yeah. We always tell people not to, but
we've seen it eat through some stuff sometimes, like alien blood.
Uh-huh.
But I guess if that didn't happen to you, you've already entered the unprecedented window of we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see what happens over the course of this beautiful Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, I did bring from the Great White North some Old El Paso Extra Mild.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
It's here.
The famous thing that we discussed a few weeks ago on the pod. This is Diet Coke. This is awkward. Huh?
What do you mean?
Well, she's got Old El Paso Extra Mild. We have our tacos.
Right.
Mine are also vegan, so like,
oh wow,
it's not a big deal if you don't want them.
Yeah, no. We're actually gonna I got something from a local taqueria in Portland. I don't know, Diet Coke. What do you got?
This is very embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
I straight up forgot this was the premise of the episode we discussed.
Are you fucking kidding?
2 weeks ago.
The funny joke that we were going to play? You fucking forgot?
I fully did. Until this moment, I was thinking, oh, we're doing a guest episode, because we had also discussed a new style of guest episode. And in my brain, I was like, we have a guest on, so we're doing a guest episode.
This excellent idea, and I had to go out truly. And get fucking tacos.
Yep. I am so, so sorry. I truly, not a thought in the world in my head, as I had no idea I was betraying you, and yet undeniably I was.
It was so funny. It was a funny joke that we were gonna play, where you were going to have bad tacos and we had good tacos.
And instead, I have played the joke on you by ruining the concept. All I can say is I'm sorry. Though.
I have good tacos and you have bad tacos. And Diet Coke, punished for
no
her
tacos.
Hubris, has no tacos.
Yeah, I have Wish tacos. Not the app Wish.
The
Blues Brothers sense.
Wish.com. Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Let's. My tacos are still in the bag. I'll get to them.
Okay. Yeah.
Kathleen,
is this
yes.
the part where we talk about movies for like 20 minutes?
I figure with hot food on the table,
God, our asses,
we'll let Daddy hold on to the keys for a little bit longer before he lets us out of our little cock cages.
We can backload the movie talk this episode.
Yeah. So tell us about. I kind of only knew that this was a product. What it comes in like a tell us. Everything, honestly.
Okay. So it is in the vein of your typical like Ortega or Old El Paso taco kit.
Yes.
You get like 8 hard taco shells, but they're the ones with the flat bottom, so they stand up on their own because, you know,
ones with the flat bottom.
Yeah. It's sort of
this
like
this is already challenging.
Yeah, already. Not something I'm super familiar with.
Yeah.
Because it's so like there's the typical hard taco, like the Taco Bell hard taco, where it's sort of more V-shaped.
Yeah, yeah.
This has like a more of a U shape with a very pronounced flat bottom so that the tacos stand up on their own.
I've never encountered this.
It's like Freddie Mercury said, flat-bottomed girls, they make rockin' all the time.
I mean, I can see how you would get there as a manufacturer of pre-packaged hard taco shells. I can't, but I also can't say I've ever encountered this phenomenon.
They're, like, all over places that have bad tacos, so it's possible that, you know, you being in Southern California, you don't have the bad tacos all that often, and
that could be
Canada.
Oh yeah,
Canada's
got bad tacos.
It's the Commonwealth thing where you try to convince someone that Mexican food is good, and then they just automatically become extraordinarily British and start saying the most heinous racist shit you've ever heard about Mexico.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. Like Jeremy Clarkson racist.
Yeah. We, I mean, I want to say thank you for doing this because I know that out of expense and inconvenience, you did do this for the House of Snacks. And by the way, we can recoup you on the, I'll fucking just hit me up.
It's like, so the whole kit is like, we got it for like, $8, and then like 3 weeks later, I saw it for as a 2 for $8. So
good lord, hate
to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So basically, you get 2 packets of sauce for the meat.
Yeah,
and then a packet of powdery mix to mix into sour cream.
Okay.
And then your 8 hard taco shells.
Okay.
And I've tasted the sauce a little bit.
So you're paying a buck a taco, basically.
Pretty much.
That's shit.
But then you
prices.
Also have to. Yeah. You do also have to buy the meat and the sour cream.
Oh, that's not included. What the hell? Old El Paso, this is a damn scam.
Yeah, this is. This sucks.
It's just the seasoning packets, which, like, if typical taco kit, you get, like, the powder seasoning, you add water.
Yes.
This sort of looked like the pizza sauce that you put on, like, a Lunchables pizza.
Oh, no.
Oh!
In the packet.
I don't like to hear that.
So when they said it's not as spicy as spaghetti.
Yeah. Oh, this is tough. This is tough.
This is challenging. And yeah. It's a challenge that we, I mean, I'll say just this. We didn't we didn't directly ask this of you.
Yeah. No, but this is entirely voluntary.
Yeah, we do appreciate that you did it.
You know, like the Sam B of House of Snacks, I'll report on Canadian shit as much as you want me to.
That's great. I love that.
We really appreciate that.
We've needed a Sam B.
I'm also a girl power feminist, so, you know.
Great. Yeah. We will get you fitted for, we have actually, like, official pussy hats with the House of Snacks logo on them.
That's perfect. Yeah. I needed something to wear to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I added refried beans to mine because...
Good.
Because I made this as dinner for myself and my beautiful wife, Emma.
Oh.
Who...
Sorry, we dragged another person into this.
Yeah. You pass on our apologies?
Yeah.
Diet Coke and Lilith say sorry.
Thank you.
So, I guess no more bullshit, no more lead up.
Yeah.
As the great Italian man himself once said, let's a go.
Let's do it.
Yep. Going in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good crunch.
Yeah,
it's
good.
There's a nice crunch sound, I have to say.
Yeah. That's more than anything, that's just an audio professional on the line with us, helping us out. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So, first thoughts.
Yes.
This doesn't taste like anything.
No.
It's like the sour cream cancels out all of the flavor that they've put into the actual meat.
That did seem to be what they were trying to imply with the advertising that we reviewed last time we covered this topic.
It's more akin to, like, a sloppy joe than a taco.
Oh!
Yeah.
Typically, I'm a ghost pepper hot sauce girly.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, like, actively painful for me.
This is very, very mild for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This hurts worse than eating, like, the Bulldog 2X ramen. Mm-hmm. Just because of how painfully bland it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what it seemed like.
Now, I am curious. You said that you made a vegan version of that. Do you want to walk us through, I guess, you know, the interesting culinary thing that's going on? What are your substitutes for the meat and sour cream?
I used Beyond Meat, and I used coconut yogurt.
Ooh. Okay.
So, like, you know, fairly, like...
That's pretty close, yeah.
Pretty close, yeah, like... You know, Beyond Meat still tastes like Beyond Meat every time you have it.
Right.
And then for the next, like, 6 hours after you have it.
We'll add another apology to the pile. You're going to be sitting with this for a while.
See, yeah, because I feel like if it was good taco seasoning, it wouldn't be quite that. Because you're basically just eating a fucking taco hamburger right now with no... Oh, God.
But it's not... So, like, that's the thing. It's not even like a taco hamburger. It's... hit this weird space where the, like, sine waves of all the flavors are, like, exact inverses of each other.
Oh, God.
So it's just like a silent food experience.
I hate that. I hate that exists.
I really don't like this. Oh, and I'm not even the one eating it.
If you have... I'll just say, if you have food sensitivities and you don't like flavor, but you do need to eat food, this might be a good option for you.
Okay.
Yeah?
I am going to go to my fridge, which is within reaching distance of my recording setup, and I am going to grab a locally made ghost pepper hot sauce so that I can actually taste something.
Yeah. Get some flavor on there. Please do. Well, you do that. I see, now the mean joke that we were going to play is less funny and still mean, because now I'm the only one who's doing it.
Yeah, but I'm the asshole who fucked you over, so that at least does take some of the heat off the meanness of
Great.
The joke.
We all feel bad. All right. Well, I'm going
to... Here's to feeling bad all the time.
I'm going to break into my tacos. I got... No, thanks. Yeah. Are we even going to make a snack description for these? So, I went to... I think we talked about not saying what place that I was going to go to. I think it's close enough that it would be like within doxing distance.
Yeah. You don't want to get doxed.
So,
is Taco Tuesday, not Dox You Tuesday.
Yeah, got him. I've got two street size tacos from a taqueria here in beautiful sunny Portland, Oregon. It actually is sunny today.
Not the case here in Long Beach. Stormy weekend this weekend.
Certainly not the case here in Toronto.
That's wild. Yeah, everyone. Everyone, when you move to Portland, everyone says, oh, you're going to miss the sun, blah, 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 blah. I see it plenty. I also don't like it. I moved here for a reason.
Yeah, you're a vampire.
I'm a fucking vampire. I'm just going to put, I got some green sauce with my tacos. So I'm putting some of that.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. I am starting with the carne asada taco that I got from this little local taqueria. All right, carne asada and chorizo.
Hell yeah.
I'm really excited about both of these. I usually just get breakfast burritos from this place, but, you know, I'm doing tacos. It's Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. I had an incident with some green sauce at Trader Joe's recently. I saw a bottle of... That's what they called a salsa verde. It was very liquidy. I would say it was more of like a kind of green sauce. I know that means literally the same thing, but they're, you know,
right.
They have different connotations based on what you call it.
Yeah.
I said, oh, that's that looks good. Good price. I'm going to grab it. And then I thought, oh, I should grab one of the reds too, because it's a good price. I'll just have one of each in the fridge. And even though I started with the green, I saw the green first. I was reaching for the green already. Before the red even entered my mind, when I arrived at home and pulled the jars out of the bag, what did I find? It was like I was a fucking Jim Belushi super fan because I found two reds in there.
Fucking dumb shit.
I don't know how it happened. I'm still perplexed as to how my hand avoided the green.
Hypnosis.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Like they do this thing at every Trader Joe's where they play like just the right kind of like inoffensive music that they can slip the subliminal messages in there that say buy two of the same thing.
Yeah. That way I'll have to come back.
That at Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Yeah. See, it's devious. How's that taco taste?
Whips ass.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good. Oh my God. It's got like a fresh cilantro. Shredded on top
of it. Fuck you.
Some nice onions. I saw them making the tortillas in the back for these.
Sorry. I would never do this to you. That's why I didn't get tacos today.
I appreciate that, Diet Coke. A true friend.
It's just the carne asada one. I haven't even had the chorizo one yet. That's honestly the one I was looking forward to even more.
Yeah, you gotta let us know. That chorizo one sounds good. I actually do really wish I had to. Because, you know, it is. My folly has cost me. And Christmas is taking a shit. That's not gonna make it pleasant in this room.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to turn in my review for a carne asada taco from an unnamed local taqueria in Portland, Oregon. That one's going to be a wood buy.
Oh, this is great. Right here. Hold that, please.
And it's also going to be a woody.
Got a good taste.
It's a good taco. Really, really good. Green sauce kicks it up a notch. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Okay, and how about the old El Paso?
Really trying to rub it in there.
So, we never got your official review.
Yeah, no, my official review is a strong would not buy. And if you could put like a explosion in there for that.
Yeah, we'll do it right here.
Okay, great. Like one of those, like what, like can you describe the explosion that you want us to put
so
in?
Yeah, so like there's on freesound.org, there's a sound effect that is a whistling artillery shell and then an explosion with rubble.
That exact one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, great. And that'll be here.
And then this is also a would not eat. And then for the sound effect for that.
Mm-hmm.
If you could do like the PC Richard and Son whistle that happens at every Yankees game.
Okay.
That exact one. I'm sure you'll be able to find it.
Yeah. Writing this down.
I'll put an email into Tony Katz.
Actually, could you tell him hi for me?
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, it's been a minute, and you know, I haven't been to Jersey in like 2 years, and
I don't know when
you know,
last
you
time
get a little nostalgic for home.
He was in Jersey, not his home, but yeah, he has
no,
spent some time
New York,
there.
But like,
well,
right. He spent some time.
I do believe he is canonically from the Mojave Desert.
So
I'm sorry, I do believe that is past established canon. It's that he grew up in the Mojave Desert.
Our our lore is.
Do y'all not do canon resets on this podcast?
I mean, Snack Keeper resets.
Yeah, the Snack Keeper is like, we'll get a new character in, but not necessarily the canon will reset.
Because like on Unsound Theories, every like 2 years, we reset the canon.
Uh-huh.
Because otherwise it just gets too convoluted.
Well, Snack Keeper's kind of a magical character, so I can see how something like that might just happen for real with him. But Tony Guts is just like a guy. I think we are. Yeah. I don't think we can change the fact that he grew up in the Mojave Desert.
Yeah. Sweet guy. By the way, hit the snack description for that chorizo taco so I can
All right, snack description number 3 coming.
Lily never actually told me what was on the chorizo tacos. Chorizo, I'm betting. Probably some cilantro and onions. Pretty traditional street taco around my neck of the woods. Anyway, here she's gonna tell you about it.
Yo, this taco fucking bangs! Holy shit. Oh, it's tangy. It's, I mean, it's really greasy because it's fucking chorizo.
It's chorizo.
Yeah. But it's like that really good chorizo. Have you ever? Sometimes I have chorizo like on a chorizo breakfast taco, and it's just like it basically is just like an orange paste that is just like barely even meat.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's soy rizo is exactly that.
Yeah. Exactly. This has substance to it. This is really good. So this is gonna be my right hand is covered in fucking grease. This is gonna be a wood buy.
Oh, this is great right here. Hold that, please.
Got a good taste.
It's got a good taste.
Sure.
Folks, if you're ever in Portland, honestly, just find a taqueria. There's a lot of them. They're good. I feel like, and I'm guilty of this as much as anybody. When I came up to Portland, I was like, oh, I'm moving from Texas. I'm not going to be able to get good tacos, not going to be able to get Mexican food. The city has a thriving food culture, and you can get good food. I haven't... There's some cuisines that I haven't been able to ferret out yet, but
you heard a thing about a penguin who sells a kids' cuisine that's pretty interesting, right? You're trying to track that down last I talked to you. You were tracking down cuisines.
I'll kill you.
You're looking for a little penguin, like you told me.
That penguin. So, like, kid cuisine was like one of those things that I wasn't allowed to have growing up.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I still vividly remember that the penguin's name was Sunny.
Is that true?
I'm like 99% sure.
Kids cuisine was like a reward meal for me as a kid. I really liked it. It was given as a reward, but I don't remember the penguin's name.
We need to find this out. I hear the clicking of a mechanical keyboard.
Yeah.
It's comforting to me.
Okay, so there's a second penguin now.
There's a second for the penguin.
Yeah, they updated him so he's not
tower.
So fucking 90s. Yeah. But I think I was wrong, and his name has always been Casey.
Casey for Kids Cuisine.
Casey? Oh, Kids Cuisine, yeah.
Well, the former different penguin was named BJ, and there was a polar bear named The Chef.
Christ.
All right, so... we've had our kids' cuisine lore.
Yep, kids' cuisine lore drop. I'm going to say a wish taco, which is the experience of not eating a taco, listening to your friend talk about it. That's going to be a would not buy. I don't know why you would ever spend money on that. And that's a would not eat. Get yourself some tacos if you can out there.
Yeah. And remember when your friend sends you a 3-minute voice memo? Weeks before you record a podcast.
Weeks before, and then we don't even schedule it then. Then it's never mentioned in the interim. Sometimes I forget
that
things.
That is, like, definitely partly my fault, too, because I was blazed to shit when you sent me that first invite, and I forgot to respond.
We're fine. You know, we play pretty loosey-goosey with our guest recordings. All right, so we've had our snack fun. Mm-hmm. We've just got, you know, now
is Daddy gonna let us out of the cock cage?
I think now is like, the time for Daddy to let us out of our cock cage.
I had to put this on like while I was waiting outside, and it was mm-hmm. really awkward because there were like people passing by, or I guess like snack keepers.
Uh huh.
And like I was fully nude.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, yeah, do you want, like, a blanket or something? I think we have, like, one of those, like, really gross ones.
Yeah. Do you want a really gross blanket?
You want, like, a gross blanket? Like, the kind that if you've ever rented, like, a ski cabin, but that you found, like, the absolute cheapest one on the mountain. And so it's just, you don't even know when.
Like, it kind of looks like the Luke Harper tank top.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like.
It is exactly what it looks like, complete with the
stain.
Yeah,
no, I'm good.
Okay, all right.
Thank you for doing that, though. Right. Daddy really likes it, really prefers it when we don't podcast with our cock cages off.
But with the now that we've had our snack, maybe we can get out of the cock cage, and maybe we can be a little bit more. No. Does anybody else have anything they want to talk about? Because I...
What do you want to talk about?
What do you want to... Yeah.
Let's perhaps be a little bit more literary, because a certain someone who shall go nameless and titleless on this podcast just read a certain book within about 12 hours after she got it, which I know for a fact is your same experience with reading this exact book. Kathleen.
Yeah.
A little book called Serious Weakness.
I'm very familiar. I bought the digital version, read the digital version in about 7.5 hours, bought a physical version, and now I've read that too.
Yeah. Now, Emily, you are completely unfamiliar with
That's
this book.
That's true. I've not read even a... I guess I've read two words because I know the title. I haven't read even a third word.
You know the title. How? Okay, so I'm going to ask you to describe it, but I'm going to describe it first, just because I think I have the perfect elevator pitch for this movie, and that's road trip buddy comedy.
Road trip buddy comedy through the apocalypse.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the setting is important to mention. Anybody who's read this book is really funny for them, but I realized that's not my good friend Diet Coke.
Yeah, I'm hanging out over here.
So I guess my version of the elevator pitch is what if Killing Stalking had Force Femme in it?
Yeah.
And it was a little bit hotter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a steamy book.
The few times I had to put it down when I read it in 7 hours.
Yeah.
Was to go and just have a minute by myself to...
Contemplation, meditation.
Contemplation, meditation, masturbation, all the,
you know, all the Asians, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
You gotta steer the ship. I don't know what the fuck any of this is about.
Yeah, I know.
It's a book that is really hard to pin down if you know it,
which is a shame because there's a lot of pinning down in the book.
Yeah, there's a lot of pinning down. There's a lot of other. It's the House of Snacks. I could. There's straight up a lot of blood play. It's phenomenal if you're into that. It's one of those books where you know someone is going to like it before you recommend it to them, and you know someone's not going to like it, so you just don't talk about it.
Yeah. Now, I'm actually like on the fence on whether or not my good best friend Diet Coke would enjoy it, but I definitely think she should maybe consider it.
Give it a read.
You give it a it's a breezy there, read. Like up. I said, you could bust through it in a day. It took me a few weeks because I had to I felt sick sometimes when I was reading it.
It's one of those things that it's a book that if it works for you, it etches itself into your brain and changes the way you view art forever.
Change the way I view certain people forever.
Yeah. And I do have Lilith, your wonderful girlfriend Margot, to thank for the fact that I started reading this book because I was sick one day. Mm-hmm. And Margot said, "Hey, you know what's great to read while you're sick?"
Yeah. She's kind of twisted like that.
The thing is, it worked. Yeah. It worked really well for me while I was sick.
She recommended that I read Fire Punch when I was recovering from surgery. She's kind of fucked up like that.
But you kind of don't want it any other way, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, that book fucking imprinted itself on me. Now, let's pull over the sicko fiction book. Diet Coke, you did drop an image in our
What's
Discord
up?
Channel that I have questions about.
I just think it's, we were a little flippant earlier talking about KC Penguin, the Kid Cuisine folks. I just wanted us to be aware that they do have a nation with a flag and that maybe we should be more respectful of their sovereign authority.
Yeah, but...
But this is from the Crossovia wiki.
I don't know what that is.
And, I assume it's, the weird sort of fanficky version of Riley Hopkins and Their Amazing Friends.
I don't know what that is either.
That's understandable. I listen to weird podcasts. I listen to this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, you listen to the nichest of niche podcasts. Yeah. So let's break down
It's a beautiful flag, I think. When I see this flag, the feeling I feel is patriotism.
There's a quarter of the flag I'm not crazy about.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
The top left corner is a little problematic.
The top left corner, which is kind of funny because it's situated like the stars in the American flag, but it is itself the American flag.
Yeah, the top left corner is just the American flag.
I think this might actually be a naval flag.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, the flag of Ontario and formerly the flag of Canada, and I think the flag of Manitoba as well, is what's called the Red Ensign. So it's, like, your typical, like, you've got the Union Jack in that top, like, quartile on the left, and then it's just a field of whatever with a crest in the middle.
Got it.
So
okay.
I think this is just a Kid Cuisine gay Navy flag.
Okay.
Okay.
And they're part of the United States.
Do you think that the Kid Cuisine Kid Crew has a Navy force? Do they have
naval authority?
Ships at the ready? Yeah.
We should fully describe the flag, by the way, so the folks at home know what we're talking about. So the top left corner is the American flag, and then the bulk like color of the flag is a kind of very bright
hot pink.
With a darker pink stripe about two-thirds of the way to the top. Then there's one big gray prop paw print sort of mid-top with a red heart as one of the toe beans.
Yep.
Then there's... Sorry, go ahead.
Over that is like a green lightning bolt.
Yep,
only sort of describe it as Doc Scratch-esque if you're a Homestuck trash.
yeah, no, see, unfortunately, that is the reference I understood. And you're right. That is what it looks like.
And then there's four black paw prints on the lower third of the flag.
With irregular toe beans. I don't know if that's intentional or just kind of a natural flaw of the artistry.
Now, it seems like it may have been assembled in MS Paint.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the lightning bolt coming off of Doc Scratch is very much an MS Paint default like lightning bolt design.
Yeah.
Now, as an amateur vexillologist, this flag kind of rips.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very. It just inspires a proud sense in me. I can see why they like to fly it.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
It echoes a lot of some of those early pride flags, like the Bear Pride flag.
Oh yeah. Uh huh. Uh huh.
The Rubber Pride flag and the Leather Pride flag, all those fun ones.
Wow, how have I not seen these?
These are third and fourth Pride flags to be made. Like, it was like Gilbert Baker and then the Bears and the Leather Daddies and the Rubber Kinksters made their own flags.
Interesting.
I've definitely seen the Leather Pride flag. I've seen it in memes.
Because the Leather Pride flag is also just generally speaking used as the Kink Pride flag.
Yeah.
At least in my experience.
The Rubber Kink Pride flag goes fucking hard as hell.
It does.
Does it?
It's so good.
I'm not familiar
Holy
with that one.
Shit. This looks like it would be like the album cover for like a cool industrial band.
Oh, go ahead and post that in the Discord while we're in flag chat.
Yeah.
That is cool as fuck.
Right?
It kind of looks like it gives like a bit of a Cool Tapes vibe.
Yeah.
Very, very Homestar Runner.
We are a sea of old internet references today.
Yeah. If you have understood any of the internet references that we made during this episode, you are eligible for Social Security. Congratulations.
So taking off the vexillology hat for a second, putting back on the literature hat.
Yes.
While you can't edit it out, I'm here to talk to you, Lilith. Very specifically to talk to you, Lilith.
Yes.
Your wonderful, strong book of recommendation-giving girlfriend, Margot, has suggested maybe that you read Sisters of Dorley. Yeah?
There's been conversations about Sisters of Dorley, and I am hesitant... I'll say actively resistant. I don't know. I don't know about it. I don't believe in the British, and I don't believe that Force Femme should be institutionalized. It should be a personal and loving and painful process that you do out of love for one person, not, I don't know about this whole
but like
mess.
A Force Femme organization.
See, I don't like the
program.
Yeah.
The program. It's done out of love. It's done out of care. It's done out of a sense of fixing what's wrong with these boys by turning them into girls, an objectively better thing. It just so happens that all of them are British men. So you're removing British men from the population. It's a net positive.
Yeah.
This all makes sense to me.
And I guess British women are better. I have a lot of things I need to read right now. Maybe I'll get around to Dorley.
I'm asking you to read what is currently 800,000 words. So it's not a light ask.
That is the other thing, is that it's a lot. Is it still ongoing?
Yes.
Holy
There's going
fuck.
To be a fourth book. The third book is coming out sometime this month. Assuming that this month is
caught up
still
on the
April.
Tomb. Yeah. It's going to be.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You probably don't need to get that caught up with the Locked Tomb that urgently. It's not going anywhere.
I know it's not going anywhere, but like I was never able to get through the what's the third book?
Nona.
Yeah, it was a little too cozy for me, at least when it was starting out. I liked that, but at the same time, it's like, you know, it's not what I come to the franchise for. You know what I'm saying? Now, Kathleen, you can tell up here, our roof, it's really bad. And there's more of that, like, possibly toxic cum that you swallowed on the way in, just, like, leaking from the roof. Do you have any plugs you could help us out with?
I have a couple. So, if you want to find the games that I make, used to make, may someday soon again make, you can do that by going to zaftikat.dog. That's ZAFTIKAT.DOG.
Appreciate you saying Z the right way. I know Matt from Noise Space is really mad at us because we didn't do that correctly in our intro. It's Noise Space
for the XYZ.
Yeah.
what else can you can find me on the two podcasts that I make currently.
Yeah.
I make a show called Unsound Theories with my best friend Kira, where we watch movies with no sound and no subtitles and try to figure out what the hell is going on. You can also
find me
on my TTRPG actual play podcast, Chicks with Dice. We're currently doing a Monster of the Week campaign that's partly inspired by how much I hated Supernatural. and in other parts, in some ways, shapes and forms, inspired by the wonderful work that my friend Lilith does. Or did, or will someday do again
maybe.
On Ghost Puncher Core.
Thank you.
And then if you want to follow me on social media, my two biggest platforms are Tumblr and Blue Sky. Both of those I am using the name Zaftikat, ZAFTIKAT. If you really want the unhinged, horny stuff, it's going to be on Blue Sky because that's just the culture there.
Yeah.
And then the last thing is, if you want to read the things that I write, it's I'm on AO3 also as Zaftikat.
Oh, yeah.
Lot of Force Femme, like almost exclusively Force Femme. and then occasionally a story about fishing.
Interesting. I love fishing. Anyway, I feel like we've been rambling. I feel like we have been wandering around outside of our cot cages, and Daddy is pissed.
Hello, hey Snack.
Hey,
I've noticed this is the second time I've come up during Daddy talk, and I don't want there to be any kind of meta implication that I'm Daddy.
Yeah, you're not Daddy. No, we're not. You're not.
I just want to make that clear to the listener. I know we all know that in the room. But Daddy imposes his own rules on me as well.
Oh, really? What?
That's for me to know and you to not know.
Oh, man. Well, you're in a basement, so maybe it's a force femme torture basement. Okay.
Are you in the feminizing torture basement? And also, hi, snack keeper. Big fan. Could I have your
order? Hello, of course. Let me just write that with this knife upon your shin.
All right. Hot. Yeah, okay.
And
okay.
I can neither confirm or deny the existence of a force femme chamber in the basement.
I gotta say, I don't know if Diet Coke is all that much into serious weakness, but Snack Keeper, if you're doing that kind of shit, you should really be reading serious weakness.
That's just that's how Snack Keeper sign out. What do you mean? The autographs are a thing in that? That's just the normal way to sign an autograph.
I mean, technically, yeah, I guess it is an artist's signature that gets carved into flesh.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe I'll have to check out this book. I'm not much of a reader, usually. More of a gamer. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You get
There's like audiobook versions, too.
Oh, is there?
No, but I was going to make one. You know, just... we should just podfic it and post it.
Yeah.
Like, you can do that and post it on AO3. It's fine.
Okay, this is a real idea. Snack Keeper, maybe you should end the show.
TM, well, TM. Goodbye, ghosts and ghoulies. The House of Snacks is closed yet again. We'll snack you later.
For more from the House of Snacks, visit patreon.com/houseofsnacks. That's patreon.com/houseofsnax.